Richard.
Yes.
Do you know about the future?
Yeah, it's pointless and not worth worrying about, so I'm just going to lay back and wait 58 days until it all dies, until a girl comes out of nowhere who has the power of optimism to save us all.
You know, my first comment on this movie, Richard, is that my favorite part, get ready, was the Star Wars trailer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got it, too. Yeah. I was shocked. Yeah. I was actually really surprised that the Star Wars trailer was on there. I was kind of like, oh, this is a pleasant surprise, and the movie started.
Yeah, and I was like,
everything was ruined.
And I was like, well, this won't be my favorite part.
And
it was. It was.
Chewie, we're home.
I was like, yes!
Where's my weed?
I applauded.
Where's my weed?
Where to begin? It starts with Clooney breaking the fourth wall.
And of course we're talking about Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland. Or Ocean's 4.
Tomorrowland. That's what I'm going to call it. Tomorrowland.
But he breaks the fourth wall talking to the audience.
Yeah. I didn't mind that. When I first was, I was like, okay, it's fun. It's Brad Bird being fun. And the girl's on the corner and she's looking cute. And they go, oh, well, I'm going to tell the story then. And she's like, she takes over. But then, like, you know, they
set up the whole. It seemed unnecessary.
Do you think this was like a 5-hour movie that they had to condense into like 2 hours?
It felt long watching it.
Yeah, it was
long. It felt long. I mean, it wasn't long when I saw the runtime, but it felt like a long movie. Because the bit with the opening bit with Clooney as a baby.
That goes on for a long time.
That had to be at least 20 minutes.
I thought that was going to be like a prologue opening where like he's optimistic and like it just starts that way. I thought that was going to be the movie where he's like, I built a rocket pack. And then Hugh Laurie goes, fuck you, get out of here.
And then
the robot chick who's hot. This 12-year-old girl.
We'll say it, no one else will. On this show only.
The ridiculous 12-year-old robot girl who George Clooney has this weird love affair with.
Yeah.
Off screen, mind you, because remember there's that whole thing where it's like, I always tried to make you laugh and you never did. And they have that wonderful banter at the end before he dumps her dead corpse into the monitor and blows it up.
Yes. This opening sequence I thought would be more reflective of a James Bond sequence.
See, that would have been better.
But it was like, it went on and on.
Well, it became a commercial for nostalgic 60th anniversary Disneyland.
Yeah, it was
That's
a Disneyland
was.
Commercial.
Yeah, it was a Disneyland commercial. Because it was, they go into the Small World ride, and he goes onto the, you know, the ship that takes him to the other dimension or whatever.
Which has like multiple levels somehow, but
apparently.
You don't see all of them.
Yeah, whatever.
This whole, I don't know, I think my first problem with this movie is that it's really overplotted. It's convoluted, and there's no discovery in the movie. It's all about them telling you about this stuff, so you don't get to find out about it for yourself. It's just like, and here's what happens. And I always feel like they explain it too late, too.
How dangerous is the Tomorrowland button, though, if you really think about it? Because
Barry,
there's that
you
moment where
you
can
die.
Get a car if you're not paying attention. Because like, what the fuck? What kind of ad is that? Just have it project, and then you're just you look and oh, I'm here. But no, she has to walk to the city in real geography, which I guess they didn't take into effect. Oh, by the way, if you're living in Colorado, you might fall off a fucking cliff and die. But we want you to come be with us in Tomorrowland and join us on a rocket ship to Saturn or some bullshit.
Nah, there's just so many problems with this movie.
And you know what I noticed, with the funniest part? Yeah. They utilized the same extras multiple times, which I guess that's fine because it was a commercial, so that might have been the joke.
Really? I didn't notice that.
If you noticed, the same couple of people in the same outfits walking back and forth.
Oh,
so
funny.
So it's like it's the same extras. And I was just like, oh, wait a minute, that's weird. It's the same guy. I just saw these guys on the bottom level, now she's on the top level. It's the same people, how they get there so fast.
That's funny.
Like, so I think it was just like
you might have missed right, yeah.
Green screen, you know, it's all over blue screen or whatever, and they're just utilizing the same people, but just didn't really separate them correctly. Or it was on purpose because it was a pre-programmed.
I like your idea. I mean,
yeah,
I think
sure
it's probably
it
a Brad Bird thing.
Yeah. Which was funny. It's subliminal.
I also thought, tonally, this movie was a little weird, too. Because it feels like it's four kids or families.
Yeah.
But then they blatantly murder people.
Well, they're robots.
No, but they murder, like, the policemen.
Oh, no, that's right. I mean, yeah. They kill lots of innocent bystanders. Yeah. Like, disintegrate them right away.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, that's been in movies forever, though. Like, movies like this.
But I feel like it's supposed to be this kind of movie.
I was shocked at that, too. I was kind of like, oh. And what happened to her mother? That's never addressed.
Yeah, they never explained that.
Did you notice that? It's like Judy Greer's in the beginning.
And for then, a second.
Oh, by the way, my dad is Trisha Yearwood, Mr. Trisha Yearwood, whatever his name is, I can't remember.
Tim McGraw.
No, not Trisha Yearwood, Faith Hill. Or Faith.
Who cares?
Faith Hill. No. Yeah, Faith Hill. The hot one. Trisha, the other Trisha girl's ugly.
Right? Don't worry about that. But no, yeah, he was fine, though.
That could have been anybody. It could have been fucking Sam Rockwell. Like, it didn't matter.
It was take it or leave it.
Yeah.
It didn't make any difference to me.
Who can we get for this part? The guy has been in lots of other Disney movies that we've done with, like, sports stuff. Oh, yeah, fuck it. Get him. Whatever. He's on. Who's in the parking lot right now? Go get him. Go get Vince McNeil. Whatever fuck his name is. Clint Black. Get him in here. Because nobody knows what his real name is. He's the country music singer.
Sure. Yeah. No, I feel like there were a lot of thematic problems with this movie.
You don't say.
And just logistical problems, too, I thought. That I just couldn't really overcome watching it.
I liked some of the action beats. I thought they were very kind of Spielbergian.
There weren't very many of them, though.
But the ones that were in, like, all the robot stuff with the little girl was funny. I laughed at that.
Yeah. Like, once you're by a car, truck, that was hilarious.
I laughed out loud.
I mean, you told me about that. Yeah, but I saw it, and it still made me laugh.
It comes out of nowhere. I was like, hilarious. Oh my gosh. And then
no one else laughed.
Oh,
I was the only one.
Dumb, man. That's funny shit. And then she starts running after the car. Funny. Oh, I love that. She jumps and goes through the windshield. You're like, that was funny shit. There was neat stuff in there with that character, but I felt like we don't need George Clooney. He's totally a waste. It's like there shouldn't even be a George Clooney character in this movie.
Well, I also thought you could have gotten rid of that girl, the Britt Robinson girl.
Well, yeah, because she doesn't
do anything.
Well, she doesn't do anything anyway. In the whole movie, really, she doesn't do anything.
No.
Yeah.
Because in the climactic battle, she flails around.
She drops the bomb that she's supposed to use, she fucks up.
She's hardly a part of it at all.
No.
It's mostly Clooney.
Yeah, it is all Clooney. And then it's the little robot girl because the tachyons. Here we go, pseudoscience Lindelof style with the tachyons.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Where you get the time jumps.
And then I also, I don't
she
know.
She never got her hat back, huh? The NASA hat? Because it blew
off
her head.
I guess not.
Did she never get it back?
No,
I don't remember.
I don't think so.
I felt like that should have been like the Indiana Jones moment where she gets the hat back.
I would have thought so, too.
But I don't think they do that.
No. I was also thinking for like a megaton bomb, do you need it to go off in the actual sphere?
Kiloton,
whatever.
Kiloton.
But couldn't it have just gone off at the base of the structure to like destroy it?
You'd think, but
I mean, logically
speaking. I guess it had to be thrown into the heart of the fucking sphere.
For no reason.
But whatever. And it was just like, how do you get to the sphere? It's surrounded by electrical field. So it's like you're going to go above it and then drop something. But what if the field like
bounces off?
Yeah. Like, it makes no sense.
Also, like, Key and Peele, when he blew up, he was not like that big an explosion.
No. I did like the time bomb, though. That one where she throws the bomb. It's a time bomb where it's slowly shrinking. But then as soon as she gets her arm out of it, it blows up, and then they have
it was all kind of like...
Which was whatever. But
it was up to them to decide when it finished.
Catherine Hahn's got big boobs. I noticed that, too.
Really? I didn't spot that.
She got big,
short kind of seems
it's like she had poofy big bra on, but she's got the big boobs there. Just like this 12-year-old robot girl. She doesn't have any. She's just a precocious little kid.
Yeah, also I felt...
Who they sexualize.
Yeah.
Really badly. I don't know.
It didn't bother me, because I didn't notice it that much. But there were times when Clooney made, like, little googly eyes. And I was just like...
You're the little girl that broke my heart when I was 12. I wanted to soap finger bang you.
I was like, just kiss her already. God, just get
God,
over
no.
it.
No, God, no, no.
Also, I didn't like that we found out about why Clooney got kicked out so late.
I don't even remember why he got kicked out. He just
because he didn't have hope anymore or some shit. It was so stupid.
No, it's because his pilots never took off, so he just gave up. And then he got that part in Roseanne, and then
he
decided to leave because that was the leather jacket Clooney they were escorting out of Tomorrowland. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
It's like
the goofy late 80s George Clooney, which is like, obviously that's who that person was. It was just kind of funny to me.
But no, his reasoning for kicking him out didn't make any sense. It felt arbitrary.
Well, he built something. He built the monitor, right? Is that what he did?
Well, but I think he got kicked out because he found out What's-Her-Name wasn't a real person.
Well, wouldn't he figure that out by the time he was like 34?
You think?
There?
I don't know.
She doesn't fucking age.
I don't know.
He's not very bright for a genius. You know, I don't want to go to a place called Tomorrowland if they're that stupid.
Maybe it was that girl from what was that horror movie with Peter Sartre? Was it Peter Sartre?
Orphan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like that.
Yeah.
Maybe she's like, that's
she's
what
like
I'm
48.
Like. Yeah. He's like, oh, okay.
Well, I thought she was 48. I was gonna take off her wig and see the gray hair and then fuck her. But no, she was just a little robot. I can still fuck it because really that means she's over 18, right? Right. That was going to be his logic.
I'm sure, yeah.
She's
a
robot, right? So she's over 18. She's probably like 50. I met her in fucking 64. So right now she's, 50-something. I could fuck it. So technically she's not 12. So what's the problem? Why is everybody looking at me like I'm weird?
Yeah, I thought a lot of the movie felt like overcomplicated. Like, for instance, like, why doesn't Clooney go into that stairway earlier to get back into his house? He waits, like...
Which stairway? Oh.
Remember, like, opens up from the ground,
right,
and then,
right,
like, he gets
right.
in? It's like,
I don't know.
Why did he wait, like, 8 hours?
Because we needed the comedy relief of him getting shot again. And
I guess.
The ooh.
And then, why is there that big sugar rush thing? That was, like, a weird gimmick, too, because he didn't need it.
No, he did it.
No,
he took it.
Yeah, but he didn't
think
to drink
after,
soda later.
Maybe, well, I could forgive that, because he was used to it, maybe, and... She wasn't, so she's drinking all the
But it bugged
sodas.
Me just from the standpoint of, like, it didn't add anything to the movie.
Well, you
it
know
just,
what? What should bug you is how old are those Cokes? Because it's not like this guy's been doing this all the time.
Right, I wonder that,
so
too.
So that Coke, those Cokes are probably 50 years old.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably just the syrup.
Well, that's the thing.
There's
so,
no carbonation.
So wait a minute, hold on now. This fridge has been sitting there waiting for Clooney to use his emergency escape, but there just happened to be two Cokes in there.
And also, when do you think that those will be valuable? When you want to hang
exactly.
on to those and sell those later?
Exactly. That's the back when Coke was still a nickel.
I mean, you get some money for those.
And they try to honor Edison too much in this movie, which I didn't like.
I didn't notice it that much. I mean, he's
they
in that one scene and then the Edison tube, which I thought made sense because it was part of his thing. So I was like, whatever.
No, fuck Edison.
But I don't know. That whole gimmick too, I didn't quite... It was like that rocket is like... Like, what, almost, like, 70 years old, 80, 100
yeah,
years old?
Yeah, come on now. The whole reason why he wanted to make rocket jetpacks was to inspire people.
And they
that's
all
this movie's
them to
about.
Pull out their phones.
This movie's called, it should have been called Inspireland, because that's what happens. It's like, she inspired the world not to end. Hey, we got it. It's like, what?
The whole movie made no sense, because it's like, it's all
yeah.
environmental, too, and I'm thinking, like, well, how are they going to stop these environmental things from happening with positivity?
Because it's positive.
Go
you
fuck
just,
yourself.
Just,
it's
no,
so dumb.
How are they going to stop an earthquake with positive energy?
Yeah.
It's like, wait, you can't.
Lindelof just
sucks. I would love to see that, though. I would love to see the girl. She goes off in the middle of San Andreas with the rock. She's like, I got this. No. And then the fucking Queen Mary crushes her and kills her. That's it. And she gets destroyed by like waves of water.
Yeah, I thought, you know, Lindelof just sucks after this movie. I'm just tired of him.
Well, everything he's done is garbage. It's just the third, he's got third act-itis. Like, he can't finish a movie, but then again...
Yeah, this whole movie was a problem.
Prometheus,
the
whole movie
beginning.
Sucked too, but...
Yeah, this
he
movie
sucks.
Is just garbage.
Well, he's just, I don't know who, I don't know, I guess he's the best of the worst.
Yeah, he is.
Honestly,
he is.
Because he works constantly, so...
Because one thing that bothers me in this movie is that there's a whole dimension of people who invent all this cool stuff.
Right.
But they don't bring it to Earth.
No. They're
they don't
selfish.
Give it. Yeah.
They're very selfish people.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be some bright, futuristic
right.
place.
They don't give a shit.
And it's like, no, it's not.
No, we're not going to help you at all. We're going to help ourselves.
They're
and
awful.
Then, and at the end, they don't even help themselves because Tomorrowland's a shithole.
Right.
So it's like they go back. Earth's going to blow up, so they're all like, well, we're going to stay here in Tomorrowland. But Tomorrowland's, like, all fucked up and gross. Like, why would you stay here? It's all junk.
Also, it's just Hugh Laurie and robots.
Yeah.
There's
so
no one else.
What was the point of that? Like, they don't go into that detail at all, which would have been more interesting. Like, go into the whole Hugh Laurie killed everybody because everybody kept outsmarting him. Like, he got jealous. He didn't like that. Or he decided, like, I'll build an army of robots around me and they'll do what I say as opposed to free thinking. but they don't go into any.
And wouldn't at some point he feel guilty or have some turn of?
He's just a guy going to say bollocks at the end of the movie and get crushed by a giant ball.
Which felt like good point about the Prometheus, bringing that up.
Yes.
Because it's the same thing where Charlize Theron can't outrun the stupid plate thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. She's gone in one direction. He doesn't go sideways as opposed to along the, the length of the thing that's falling on him.
It's like he's writing the same crap over and over again.
He's not very smart.
No.
For Tomorrowland people, he's kind of dumb.
Yeah, he writes the same material over and over again.
Well, guess what? It's Lindelof.
And I thought, again, it ended on the same way it started. Because they have...
You just got Lindelofed!
Because they... I don't care about spoiling this movie. It's not very good.
Nobody's going to see it. It's already dying. It's already done.
No one's Brad Bird already announced Incredibles 2.
Well, Brad Bird will always work.
He's smart.
I don't blame Brad Bird for this. I blame... And what cracked me up was... Variety had a big article about... Is this the end of original movies? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's based on a fucking amusement park. It's not original, you dumb article. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? The original concepts are over because they just don't make any money because, it's a fucking amusement park. It's based on a ride. It's based on fucking Disneyland attraction. It's not an original idea.
Also, original or not, does not guarantee success.
Well,
it's like,
no.
Who cares?
And like they say, Jupiter Ascending is an original idea, and that didn't do well. But Jupiter Ascending was terrible.
It sucked.
It's like these movies are awful. Like they give all the money to like guys that have established themselves as big box office guys, but then they don't deliver because their original stuff is stupid because they're stupid. It's like, we thought we were smart. That's why we made all this money. No, you just got lucky that one time. It's nothing to do with your luck.
But
it's like the Go-Go Boys.
But I felt like the way it ended was just the way it began.
Yeah.
And it's like Clooney starts this whole collective.
Right.
But there's no effort to bring it to Earth or to share it. It's still in this alternate dimension.
Right, yeah.
It's just like the way it starts with Hugh Laurie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't
go anywhere.
It's a self-perpetuating thing. It's going to destroy the Earth again.
And we have to mention the ending, which is stupid because they make a bunch of fucking stupid kid robots again. So there's an army of kid robots going around the world.
I just feel like it's just a failure of a movie.
But they give, the first button they give is to a fucking street musician. What's he gonna do? Granted, he's Asian, so he must do something else. Maybe he made a souped-up 10-second car, which could fly. I don't know. He's Asian. But he's a fucking guitar guy, like, singing songs for on the street. He's like, fuck you. Music don't help shit.
No, I don't know. I just feel like the whole movie, I got this wrong message about...
Well, it's a half-baked idea written by retards.
But I didn't think it was... very well thought out at all.
No.
Because it drags a lot. I thought it was just a slow movie.
You know what it was? It was, they were saying, rocket packs. We're going to see a rocket pack scene. That's going to be cool. And then, robots. They're funny. And then, little girl robots even funnier. Because, Small World. Remember Small World? Remember that show? The one about the little girl robot? Small World? Or whatever it's fucking called?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, see?
But also, and then they bring up Clooney's dad, but they never touch on that.
No. Again, that's why it feels like it's a 4-hour movie. It had cut out 2 hours and this is what we got.
Yeah, I don't know.
Clooney's dad disappears. Her mom disappears.
Yeah.
The dad's an out-of-work engineer, which I guess he can't get work anywhere else.
Well, I was joking. They should have given a pin to Mark Wahlberg from Transformers 4.
Oh, that would have been hilarious.
Should have gotten one.
Hey, look at this. I'm going away to Tomorrowland.
To make my beard robot.
Oh, this is great.
My dream come true.
Ugh.
I don't know. I just felt
like... Was there a tag on this movie, though, at the end?
I waited. No. It's
no,
just
okay.
It's just someone reaches for a pan and touches it, and that's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dumb.
Because one thing I thought, too, would have been cool, it wouldn't have saved the movie for me, but if Clooney, fourth wall breaking at the end, was talking to the audience and, giving you the pin to be, the creative force.
Like a ride. Like it's a fucking Tomorrowland
ride. Sure,
I
don't care.
That would have made more sense. See?
But just like that.
Well, that's why. It made too much sense. They wouldn't do it.
Also, the whole percentage thing with the percentage dropping.
Yeah.
Because I guess he sees it in the house.
Yeah.
But I really didn't even catch that.
You didn't?
No.
Because
he blinks
very
and that's
quick.
It.
Yeah. Because
yeah.
It goes.
It's like
because it says 100%, and then all of a sudden it goes. Boop. It's 99.99999.
But he doesn't even react at all.
Well, he looks at her in shock. He goes, "What did you do? What'd you touch?"
And he just moves on.
And but they, yeah. But well, because you're getting chased by the smiley robots that kill innocent
people. But see, I think that should have changed his outlook to be more positive and more hopeful.
Don't bother with that.
Well, you know why? Because he sees the little girl robot and it makes him all angry again. That's why.
Maybe he was. That little bitch brings out the hate in him.
I don't know. I just felt like he was just so down the whole time. He was such an asshole.
Yeah.
I felt like it was like Doc Brown wasn't a big dick for 2 hours.
Well,
that would have been
That would have been today's Back to the Future. Back to the Future would have made today Doc Brown would be a dick the whole movie.
Yeah.
Marty! Fucking who cares about your mother? Let's get out of here. Fuck her.
I just thought there's just no heart to this movie.
Fish Out of the Sea dance is a bunch of fucking bullshit.
I felt like they wanted to try and make it about Harp, but they just weren't able to ever.
No,
they never got that at all.
Yeah, she's actually really good. I liked her a lot.
She was good.
She has a lot going for her.
I like the sexy robot too. I thought she was good.
Sexy robot girl. It's always good, but I really like what's her name, Britt Robinson.
Yeah, Robinson. Yeah.
Granted, her other Nicholas Sparks movie didn't do so well. This one not doing so well.
The horse one?
Horse one with Clint Eastwood's son.
Oh yeah.
She's cool. Like she's got that Emma Stone thing going on. Where she's got the star quality, but because these two movies bond, she'll probably go Alison Lohman.
Probably.
And then disappear.
But yeah, I don't know. I just thought this movie was also too stretched. It was like it went all over the place. It didn't have any real focus. It was just I don't know, I thought for being 2 hours again, it just felt really long.
We live in the era of bloated movies.
You had to explain every detail.
What's the thing, yeah.
And like I said, I thought they explained everything too late, where it was like...
Yeah.
It was like, oh, I don't care anymore. Just move on to something else.
Well, it seems to me movies nowadays, they explain the wrong things.
Right.
It's like, okay, the mystery, we don't give you a mystery because we explain everything, but then it's like, we want a mystery, but then it's just, I don't know, it's just, you can't win with these people.
It felt like the anti-Mad Max, where it's like, that was like the economy of story to a T.
Yeah.
And this was like, let's see how much story we can cram into two hours. But it has to be 2 hours. It can't be 3 or 4. It's
right.
Be
That's
two
crazy.
Hours.
That's crazy talk.
So see what you can get into that.
Right.
So don't show it. Just tell everybody what's going on.
I say just give this movie a big middle finger and move on.
Well, like the Eiffel Tower raising out of the ground, lifting it up.
Right there, boom. And then Paris goes black, they black out. So fuck you, frogs.
I don't know. No power
anymore.
Yeah, the whole positive thinking thing just bugged the hell out of me.
That's pretty awful. It's pretty. That's when you know you're in a bad movie, when the saving grace is positive attitude. Like, that's your weapon.
I had a more hokey idea where what they would have done would be like create more buttons and then send them out to people.
Yes.
And then all those positive people would come up with positive ideas.
Oh, that's better yet.
And then they hand one to Hugh Laurie and he'd have a positive idea too.
Oh.
And then that'd be how I'd stop put down to zero.
Yeah, there you go.
He'd be the last one.
Because it'd be like a happy thought.
Yeah.
It'd be like fairies.
I don't care. Why not?
Save Tinkerbell's life. Well, it's Disney. Why not have the connection there?
I mean, if you're going that far, that left
field. It's already fucking hokey.
Positive thinking, why not?
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
I
think, you know what? If this was 1962, that's how it would have ended because Frank Capra would have directed it.
I just think it'd be more fun. Because I think the ending
would
just so dark where they blow it up and
stupid.
It's already some depressing world. Like you said, we don't know why.
Yeah, we have
They never explain it.
Nope.
Which I thought was disappointing too because I saw that the world, I was like, this is interesting. Okay, this is something that's going to develop and be a new idea.
You got the Coruscant, and then that was it.
Yeah, then they just throw in the trash.
Yep, that was it.
Which was weird, because I'm thinking, like, why not make it the place it was, if it's that way? If you're not going to explain it.
Yeah, no.
I feel like it was for budgetary reasons, like, well, we can't have all these people walking around. So
well, they
so
had
good.
The fucking Bioshock robots everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, they had that stupid robot fight scene at the end, which was like, oh, whatever, robots fighting.
It all felt like studio notes. Like,
we've
got to
have
a robot
fight. Because
we've
got to sell those epic click figures.
And I was just like, oh, okay, whatever.
Well, and the worst part was, it was just lackluster. It was so boring. It was just like, nothing happens. It's just like,
I kept waiting for something to happen. It never did.
Boring.
No.
But my crowd clapped.
Mine did too.
Which is shocking. I looked around, you guys are fucking morons. Like, all of you. Idiots! All of you.
But it told me something too when they clapped, but then they all got up and no one said a word.
Yeah.
It was like, and then
Well, because it's they tricked you into thinking it's a good movie because of the happy message at the end.
Well, yeah, no, I was going to say. But it's like, they're just like, let's just leave.
Well, wait a minute, it's like a hollow message because it's like, well, wait a minute. No, that doesn't work. And like, if you thought about it, like, by the time they get to their cars, that's when they have that moment like, oh, fuck that movie. But it took that long for them to think about it.
It is, though.
Because it sort of just bubbles in the brain and just eventually it's going to come out. And hopefully for most of them it comes out as an aneurysm.
Yeah, I just thought it was just a bullshit ending because it's just the same thing as the beginning. And that's what I don't like.
Yeah.
I think it has to be different.
Yeah.
I mean, at least put on Earth or something where they're handing them out. Like, maybe it ends and they're getting the pins.
Yeah.
But you see the rocket packs everywhere, or like you see people drinking that Hugh Laurie shake to stay younger, or whatever.
I don't know. That was a good throwaway line. But you look the same. I drink my shake every morning.
It's chocolate now.
It comes in chocolate. It's like, oh, fuck you.
But yeah, it was like, okay, something like that to at least suggest there's change.
Now, were they trying to make this a franchise?
I feel like it's supposed to be.
Well, what would the second one be about? Because this one made no sense. What would the second one be about?
It'd be the same thing because this one ends as the first one starts. So who cares?
Positivity, the movie.
I don't know. There's no sequel to this, though.
No, God, no. It's not making any money. It's done.
No. This is thank it. God.
This is it.
Go count your Avenger money, Disney.
Yeah, right. No, they're fine.
This is not going to
work. This is going to be their write-off, and they'll be fine. Then Star Wars will come and help them out considerably.
Oh, yeah. $2 billion.
That'll be
no problem.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. That movie's good.
If it's a good movie, $2 billion.
Yeah.
If it's a shitty movie, $1.5 billion.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's going to happen.
They'll wipe their ass with $1 billion,
yeah,
no problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then they'll sell all the Finn toys they want.
I'll buy them all, Richard.
I'll take two or three.
Poe Dameron is my friend.
Poe Dameron up my ass. That's right.
All right, you ready to go to the bar?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's drink to positivity.